Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning. And thank you for joining us. You are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. My name is Howard Holly. I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen White. So good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
So, Kristen, what is this show about?
It's about people overcoming adversity. It's about successful people and really getting to the heart of what about them made allowed them to become successful, what kind of characteristics they possess.
Yeah, okay, that's good. You know, let me know when you're putting a period in. So I can...
No, that was like a comma. I like to end sentences with commas.
Let's talk about our guest last week. When you talk about successful people, we probably have not had anyone any more successful than Sheila Johnson.
No, Sheila Johnson. She runs Salamander Hotels and Resorts. She was an amazing woman. She's on her third act of her life. Yeah. So she said she started as a concert violinist and then founded BET. And now she oversees the management and ownership of quite a few resorts throughout the country.
Yeah, she's founder, chairman, and CEO of Salamander Hotels and Spas, I believe, correct?
Yep. But she took her 11 years to get Middleburg from the time they purchased it off the ground. But she kept at it in persistence, and she surrounds herself with a team of good people, and she stressed the importance of that.
And the challenge of finding and sourcing and hiring good people, she talked quite a bit about that as well, that it's a trial and error. You learn from the ones that you hire that don't work out as well as learning from those who do, yeah?
Yep, but she's obviously found a way to recruit and keep those good people because she's been exceedingly successful.
Now, Sheila is also the owner of one, which is the WNBA Washington Mystics, and also an investor and part owner in two others, the Capital Flyers.
And the Wizards, right?
And the NBA team, the Washington Wizards, correct. Right? I believe she's the only woman who's owner of three different sports franchises.
And she will be here in Flagler County November 7th at the Hammock Beach Resort for the BAC Expo.
Absolutely. So speaking of that, let's bring in our guest who will be part of that event as well at Hammock Beach Resort on November 7th. And her name is Sarah Hill, and Sarah is one of the co-founders of Coastal Cloud. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Howard.
And thank you for joining us here. So, Sarah, tell us about Coastal. Before we go to Coastal Cloud, where are you from? Tell me about you.
Well, I grew up in St. Louis, and then I moved to Birmingham, Alabama for middle school and high school, where my parents still live. And then I went off to college to Duke in North Carolina, and then spent my post-college formative years in the D.C. area. And then traveled a lot with my work there.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we made it to Palm Coast.
Yes. Now, you were with Accenture there in D.C.?
Yes.
Did you spend all of your corporate life with Accenture?
I got a job with them out of college, which I was very excited about. Mm-hmm. And I was with them for about 8 years and got to travel to a lot of great places and worked in Atlanta and Philly and Toronto and...
So you're saying
really
you moved? Did
it.
You live in those places?
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, did
well,
you?
You would sort of be on projects that would last a year and a half. So
oh, wow.
You would be there Monday to Friday, and then you would weekend back in D.C. or choose to stay there.
How do you maintain a personal life like that?
I would say that that's challenging. Or you just have a lot of friends in a lot of locations. So
yeah, yeah.
It so can that's... be fun, but it also gets old.
So you met Tim?
I met Tim at work. We worked together, actually, in Philadelphia, but then...
So one of those stops when you were in Philadelphia,
one of those stops,
huh?
But we didn't date when we were in Philly. We actually, by the time I finished a lot of travels and ended back in the D.C. area was when we started dating.
Okay, good. And how long ago was that?
Well, we're about to have our 15th wedding anniversary.
Super.
So.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Great. So, Sarah, tell me, how did you and Tim start Coastal Cloud? And I know you started another business before, and I'm not quite sure what the distinctions are between the two.
So about 6 years ago, we moved to Palm Coast and decided to start our own IT consulting company to have a little bit more control over our life. And And by that time, my kids were back in school. So we started Graphene, which is more of a, it's IT consulting, but it's probably based for bigger companies with big system architects. And we would go in and be the architects for those systems. Having in doing that process, we realized there was a huge opportunity to grow and expand an IT consulting practice that focused on cloud-based solutions. And that's where we came up with Coastal Cloud, which is a subsidiary of Graphene, but it is headquartered in Palm Coast, and it's where our solution center is, but our clients are national.
Oh, how about your employees?
They are, we have about 50 employees now after a year and a half. So
congrats. And you started with how many, sir?
None.
Tim just and I. You and Tim, right?
Yeah. So, so we're at 50 and about half are in the state of Florida.
Okay.
And probably about 20 in Palm Coast.
Okay. And then the other half are outside of the, outside of Florida in various parts of the states?
Yes. Yeah, so, in various parts of the states, we have some in South Florida and Tampa and Northwest Florida. And then, we have what we call a hub and spoke model. So the spokes are people that are in the D.C. area, that are in California, that are in Kansas City, and they can go meet face-to-face with these clients in the large metropolitan areas, but then they're bringing the work back to our headquarters here where as long as we have good internet, we can design all their solutions.
So are they primarily account manager people or architects?
They're both. They're both. We're small. You have to be able to do everything.
Sure.
So you have to do client sales and work, and you need to be able to deliver it as well.
So tell us what Coastal Cloud is. So now you've explained Graphene, and you now we're moved into and started Coastal Cloud to be more cloud-based. And what are the services that you provide?
So there are many software applications that are available in the cloud. The one that we do most is called Salesforce.com. The advantage for clients is that they can log in from a browser, from any computer, and run their business off of it. And what we do is look at, meet with the business, understand what their business needs are, what business objectives and goals that they have, and then we configure these out-of-the-box solutions to be tailored to their needs.
Salesforce.com is an interesting cloud-based solution. It started as a Salesforce automation tool and sort of migrated to a customer relationship management tool, right?
Yes, it is all of those. It does sales and service and marketing, but it's also just an incredible platform that we do configurations that have nothing to do with sales and service, but are very customized for a particular business's needs because the platform is just so agile.
So what do you think the future holds for Coastal Cloud? I mean, in terms of your growth?
The bigger the better.
Yeah.
we are so committed to Flagler County, and it is awesome to be in a position to offer high-paying jobs to the people here so that they do not have to commute to Orlando or Jacksonville or fly every week. So we're currently sold out. We're getting new clients every week, and we're hiring. So it's been very positive.
Well, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about success and about overcoming challenges. You are listening to Against All Odds, and our guest is Sarah Hale. We will be right back.
Pride Magazine and Intracoastal Bank present the 4th Annual Back to Business Expo, November 7th at Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast. Be in it to win it. Feature Sheila Johnson, CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts and co-founder of BET. Charles Freeman, Executive VP and Chief Revenue Officer of the Orlando Magic. Gain new skills. Learn from Disney on building a culture of innovation. Understand how technology impacts business and consumer behavior. Take the first step to excellence and be in it to win it. Register now, BACExpo.com.
The University Women of Flagler is having its scholarship event, an evening of jazz, art, and hors d'oeuvres. It's toe-tapping and tapas, featuring Rob Whiting's Jazz Express and art by local artists. Come out Saturday, November 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn from 7 to 10 p.m. You don't want to miss this exciting event. Tickets are $45. Call 386-445-4236. That's 386-445-4236. Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And we're here with our guest, Sarah Hale, who's co-founder and managing partner of Coastal Cloud. And Sarah's just told us about how Coastal Cloud got started. And I think it's a very, very interesting premise here, Sarah. Tell me a bit about how do you measure success? Well, first of all, you know, our show is about successful people, right, and how they overcome adversity. But first, I want to validate your success. So do you consider yourself to be successful if you've listened to your career? And if you do, how do you measure success?
So it's a great question, and I think that I have succeeded at certain things in my life. But I think that success and how you define success is always changing. So mm-hmm. as you go through different phases of your life, you're modifying how you define success, and you're constantly measuring yourself against your own standards to see if you're doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was first out of college, it was, I want to be as competitive as I can and work really hard. And then 10 years later, I would define success as my baby slept through the night. And I had achieved something very big. And now, now my success is around our, the growing of our company and the well-being of our employees and finding work balance. And it's a different success measure.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's a very good answer. I'm not quite sure we've ever gotten that answer before. And we've had quite a few guests, but it's a very appropriate one because, you know, we had one fellow who had just graduated from Bethune-Cookman. And of course, his measure of success at that point would be completely different than if I brought him back 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think you articulated that very well. So let's talk a little bit about adversity, and challenges. You know, you talked about, being raised essentially in Birmingham and then going to the Blue Devils, right?
Right.
and then going up to Washington, D.C. So it sounds like everything's just gone hunky dory for you.
Well, I've been lucky, and I do think things have gone great for me. Having said that, it's a great question that you pose.
Mm-hmm.
And if you reflect back, I think everyone is always facing some level of diversity that they're mm-hmm. trying to overcome, even those who you think aren't facing that.
Absolutely.
And, mine haven't been as extreme as they can be for other people in terms of, physical disabilities or, you know, abuse or economic mm-hmm. adversity. But, but I do feel that there's been some things in my life that, that you had to pull from within and try to get through. And one of them was, I mentioned that I moved from St. Louis to Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So I moved from a school with uniforms and they scrub the makeup off your face and a focus on academics and sports to the deep South and a big public middle school with a lot of makeup and big mm-hmm. hair. And you have to figure out how do you fit into this setting when you've been raised differently.
Mm-hmm.
Different isn't wrong, but it can make you feel out of place. So you learn to have a sense of humor and you learn to not worry as much about what other people think. And you move on with your own goals. So that was sort of one, I think, life-changing event that happened.
Adapting,
yes,
changing.
Adapting. Yeah. To, you know, you aren't in your comfort zone, but mm-hmm. you still need to, but I had fun and I had friends, but they didn't always know all that I was doing. They didn't mm-hmm. know I was on the varsity basketball team and I was on the math team. I would just sort of hide those aspects mm-hmm. and then go off and socialize with them. So it was funny.
So let's talk a bit about, Coastal Cloud and what are your plans for its success? What do you think will be the critical success factors that will be needed for Coastal Cloud to be successful going forward? And you've got great success. I mean, in what, 18 months,
mm-hmm.
you're at about 50 employees
mm-hmm.
from zero. How do you take it to the next stage and what's going to be required?
So that's another great question. You know, we're trying to, you know, Tim and I have defined this company as the company we would want to work at.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the work to be challenging and interesting, and it's constantly changing. So that keeps us, you know, learning mm-hmm. and never getting bored. We need to always focus on client success. If we mm-hmm. aren't making sure that what we deliver for them is great, then you know, that won't help us either.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, we really want to grow our employees and part of what we think can help us grow and be successful is that we can offer flexible schedules for people. We can offer, you know, 20 hours a week for, people that have their children in school and can work from home, or you can adjust your schedule so that you can work evenings or weekends. And we're project-based delivery. So as long as you're meeting your project deadlines, we can offer a lot of flexibility. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, helps us recruit great people that also want to take advantage of everything Flagler has to offer. Mm-hmm. But I think that will, all three of those are important.
What barriers do you see?
Well, we're always still looking for good talent. So, we need to continue to have talented people, are in our industry. It is constantly changing. So you can't say you need to do one, two, three. You need to say, oh, it changed. You have to go figure out how it changed and still solve the problem. So, talent and, that's probably it. I mean, we've been really good with getting client work and just hopefully, I guess, if we grow too big, we still want to keep this culture that we have right now. So we need to make sure we maintain that as we grow.
So it sounds like the adaptability that you talked about early in your life is also a cornerstone and center of your business as well. It sounds to me like you're trying to build a business that's highly flexible and adaptive. Is that accurate?
That is. And I think that's what's going to help us continue to grow is to be that.
Yeah. So do people have to have that as a past experience when you're sourcing them? Or is it something that is now a part of your culture and DNA in the firm? And it's just, you know, they come in with a skill and they learn how to be adaptive, or do you explore their adaptability before they come in?
We try to explore their adaptability before they come in. We require every person to get certified as in Salesforce.com, and we don't always give them a clear direction on how to do that. So they're already proving that they can take their own initiative and that they can go online and figure out, we provide training material, but figure out what they need to do to pass the test. And all of that gives us an idea of how they'll function once we do have them employed.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about Business Expo. I know you guys are going to be one of the breakouts there along with Disney and Franklin Covey. What should people expect?
Well, I think you'll learn more about what cloud computing is and how it can help your businesses achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm. And Tim is presenting, and you're both presenting.
We haven't finalized that yet. Tim loves to talk, so I let him do most of the talking, but I'll join in to make it, you know, a little bit more interactive and interesting.
Well, I'm sure that people will benefit from it. I think if they hear this, the opportunity to be face to face with you and Tim and inquire directly about how you're growing your business. And, you know, Business Expo is for business people. And so they learn from other business people. It's the best way to learn, as you know. You can't go out and do this in a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to really do it yourself and learn from other people.
Yes.
So as we wrap up here, let's talk a little bit about the message you would deliver. Envision yourself with a group of people who are in front of you. And the inevitable question is, what's the secret to success? And if you had to answer that directly, what would you say?
I would say that you need to define what your own goals are for success. And then you need to work to achieve those and not be as concerned about how other people might be defining what your success is.
And say more. What do you mean by that?
I think that, you know, as I stated earlier, that, you know, in different phases of your life, you are defining your success. Mm-hmm. And, you know, earlier, I was also graduated in computer science from Duke and was one of five females in our graduating class. So you're dealing with different things. And I think that you need to define what your own success is and not let what other people think is either a cultural norm or tell you what you should do because of your color or your gender. You need to set your own goals and achieve them. And you need to be happy with yourself. And that's what's going to make you successful. If you are always trying to achieve what someone else has defined would make you successful, I don't know that you'll end up being happy.
Right, right. Well, I think that's a good lesson and good words for people to use. So we are listening to Sarah Hale, and Sarah is the founder, co-founder, and managing partner of Coastal Cloud. Sarah, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Howard.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
We will be right back after these commercials. You're listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Thrive Magazine and Intracoastal Bank present the 4th Annual Back to Business Expo, November 7th at Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast. Be in it to win it. Features Sheila Johnson, CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts and co-founder of BET. Charles Freeman, Executive VP and Chief Revenue Officer of the Orlando Magic. Gain new skills. Learn from Disney on building a culture of innovation. Understand how technology impacts business and consumer behavior. Take the first step to excellence and be in it to win it. Register now, BACExpo.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel, and we just finished our interview of Sarah Hill, Managing Director and Founder of Coastal Cloud.
What a neat company.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Because they've come to Flagler County and they're employing so many people, but are helping so many people outside of the county and across the country. But what I really find interesting about what they do is they're really helping people who have adversity overcome their adversity through the offering of those flexible schedules. Mm-hmm. I know when we were in Sarah's office, her and I had talked about that a little bit about, you know, being a mom and getting back in the workforce and how you don't always have the same opportunities and the same ability to get into a company because you only can work 9 to 2 or 10 to 2 while your kids are at school. Sure. And you have to pick them up and you don't have aftercare. And by them offering that project-based delivery and also the flexibility in the scheduling, letting people work when they can and the hours that are the best for them, for those people that are trying to work, they're really helping people in the county overcome some adversity that they might have in scheduling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I thought was interesting, Kristen, is the adaptability, flexibility, and how that kind of came all the way through her life. And I don't even think Sarah realized it. But if you look at it, she talked about adapting when she moved from St. Louis to Birmingham. And I can imagine what type of change that was in middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then that core same thinking and that thread seemed to go all the way through to Accenture when she was in Washington, D.C. It allowed her to move to all of the different cities and be adaptable and flexible there. And now it's a thread that's running through her business as well.
But I really like, too, how it's kind of the same with her definition of success. I mean, that she's flexible with that and adaptable with that. As her life has changed, it's been this like fluid definition of success that's changed along with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, very good interview, and I'm glad that she joined us. And as we have been doing over the last 3 weeks, we've had three of the people who will be presenting at Business Expo on the show. Our first was
Charlie Freeman.
Charlie Freeman, right, my bad. And Charlie is the Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer for the Orlando Magic. So when is Charlie on the agenda?
Charlie is the first speaker at the expo. He's speaking during breakfast.
Okay, great, great. And then there are three breakouts.
There are.
Who are they?
It's Sybil Crum from Disney.
Oh, excellent.
Lance Hilton from Franklin Covey, mm-hmm. and then Tim and Sarah Hale with Coastal Cloud.
Yeah, those are three great breakout sessions. Now, as I understand it, you get to choose two of those three.
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then afterwards,
then
after those breakouts.
Sheila Johnson, who we had on last week,
yep.
She is doing the lunch.
Okay. Great. Excellent. And she is our lunch speaker. And then after lunch?
And then after lunch, it's the Standing O Awards.
Correct. The Palm Coast Observer Standing O Awards. And this is now, I think, the third year of those. And that's an award to recognize the businesses who are outstanding in the way that they run their business. And they each submit information. They're selected. And then the winners receive an award. So this is the Business Expo.
It is.
The Palm Coast Business Expo, which is hosted by the Business Assistance Center. And how can people get information and tickets and so forth?
So the expo is November 7th. It's from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Hammock Beach Resort. If people would like to order tickets, they can go on the website. It's www.bacexpo.com. You make your lunch choices, and you can purchase your tickets. It's $99 per person, and that does include your lunch.
Great. So hopefully business people, managers, leaders will all come out and hear these great and inspiring speakers that the Business Assistance Center have organized and brought here to Palm Coast. So my name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And as always, we wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.